Our Divine Origin. The divine origin of Jesus gave him more than human power to expound the facts of creation and demonstrate the one mind which makes and governs man and the universe. If we acknowledge this fact about Jesus, is it not obvious that Mary Baker Eddy also had more than human power to expound the facts of creation, and therefore must have had a divine origin? The text of Revelation confirms the nature of God's two witnesses. It was the spiritual Jesus, the Son of God, or Christ, who was the first witness. Struggling humanity, however, saw what appeared to be a human man, but it was truth that fathered and animated him. Christian Science, discovered, founded, and embodied by spiritual Mary Baker Eddy, is the second witness. Struggling Christianity saw a human Mary heal the sick and offer tools of universal enlightenment through her inspired writings. But it was divine love that encompassed her, pointing to her spiritual origin and forever home. The Christ that leadeth me beside the still waters, and the understanding that surpasses the journey out of sin, cannot be of human origin. Mortal mind that sees what it believes as certainly as it believes what it sees, is self-deceived and unaware that it has bound itself. We call the boundaries of mortal mind matter, and the senses confirm it. Mortal mind feels, hears, and sees its own thoughts. On the other hand, the human mind appears to have probationary qualities of both mortal mind's sensual thoughts and conscience, which has no contests. When the human mind recognizes the Christ element within itself, will it rise to meet the demands of the hour and feel the divine impulse that heals the sick and stills the tempest? Can humanity find the path that leads to the peace of God which passeth all understanding? Yes, it is Christ that leads the way. Every answered prayer is direct evidence of one's connection to their divine source, which is far above the claims of a mortal or a human origin. For Christ and Christian Science to be valid, it must be true that God made us, for every spiritual insight confirms an aspect of our spiritual origin, and spiritual healing discredits all claims of an imperfect mind or body apart from God. The science of Christ is not gained through the intellect, but by taking the little open book and eating it up. Every scientist must prove the truth for himself. Unfortunately, your good will be evil spoken of. This is the cross. Take it up and bear it, for through it you win and wear the crown. Pilgrim on earth, thy home is heaven. Stranger, thou art the guest of God. When Jesus was nearing the end of his ministry, he gathered his apostles together and asked them a profound question. Do you know who I am? Peter was eager to reply, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. For he had recognized something of that living presence which would ultimately save the world from its long night of ignorance. The world had waited breathlessly for that answer, because salvation for one breaks the curse on Adam's race, opening the way for all to follow. Every blade of grass is waiting to be recognized in its true light and understood for what it is, a spiritual manifestation of God's glory. What is our part in this grand unfoldment? We must realize that we are not divided into many self-made and inferior minds, but are distinct manifestations of the mind of God. At some point of revelation, we must conclude that, as children of God, we too have more than human power to expound the facts of creation and demonstrate the one mind which makes and governs man and the universe. There are no special or exclusive ideas of God, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord.